welcoming you all. And again, I ask this call, and we will go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you that you keep a hedge of protection around the two dynamic women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Robert and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, without them, this call may not be going on. So we want to thank you for their presence and their obedience. We ask that you continue to keep the Des De Leon family, our Heavenly Father. Father God, you know what they need. You know what your process of preparation is to continue to grow this dynamic artist life company. But we ask that you continue to work it out, be the light unto our feet and the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. So we just want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, O Heavenly Father. We want to lift you up and magnify your name because you are worthy of that and so much more. So, Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we seal it in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. And, again, we're so thankful that you have joined us on this In Total Pursuit of God Tuesday. I'm now going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
The floor is yours. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I so appreciate you, and thank you for that wonderful tag, In Total Pursuit of God Tuesday. It's so befitting for this day 20 of our fast. Praise God. And good morning, good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome again to the TMC call, which is our telecommunications sanctuary. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I tell you, we are so excited about what God is doing in our lives on this call and for 2017. Aren't you excited? I know I'm excited. But anyway, we have this call every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific time. So invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, and tell them this is a great, great, great way to start their day. Now, we're so grateful that this call was started back in October 2010 through, as you heard before, two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are none other than our fabulous Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and our awesome Miss Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. We so appreciate and love them. And it was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So here we are. We've just been blessed to hear testimonies of what this call has been and what it's done for so many individuals. And we know that you know somebody that it can bless as well. Now, also, we have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And believe it or not, all the messages from back in 2010 are on that site. So you have a buffet of messages where you can always go and hear from the Lord. Now, our theme for 2017 is, by faith, God is manifesting our dreams, our goals and dreams. And we're so thankful, and we're expecting great things to be in store for each and every one of us as well as for you. Now, also, if you didn't know, you can have the opportunity to send your prayer requests, your praise reports, and submit them to us. And we'll be more than happy to pray with you, to rejoice with you through all that you're going through. And also, we are also looking for people that may want to be a part of us. You may want to greet such as Minister Kai did so cordially, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing right now, or you just may even have a word from the Lord. Send all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal company I call with the best products on this side of heaven, and that's Artists International Artists Life. This company has been established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 25 years, and we are in the arena where we are helping so many people get healthy again. So with that, we have a call that comes up right after this call every Monday through Friday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Now, we also have a bridge number if you know people with Verizon or I forgot the other one, but anyway, that have complications rather getting on these calls. The bridge number is 720-477-5046. That's 720-477-5046, and you should be able to get on free of charge. Now, we're excited because all roads are leading to L.A., Los Angeles, California, where Extravaganza will be taking place March 3rd through the 5th with all the artists, entrepreneurs, and guests are going to be there, and great, great, exciting things are going to take place. I heard that there's some special surprises that's going to take place, and so we're excited. So get on into your back office and get registered. The registration is very feasible, and you can also bring a guest with you for a small amount of money. So you can get there and be a part of this extravaganza. We're so excited about what God is doing. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we want to hear this awesome word from this powerful woman of God. We are so thankful for our songbird from the West Coast. I tell you, it is none other than our minister, Tiffany P. Lauderdale, who is the daughter of the late Ural and Patricia Lauderdale and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child. She has a brother and a sister, and she is the graduate of California State University of Long Beach, where she did earn her BS degree in criminal justice. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. Hallelujah. She is the mother of one, and that is a wonderful, beautiful, I call her, you may not want me to call him beautiful, but handsome young man, Kalon Taj Williams. He is also a basketball player, and he is in Oklahoma advancing his studies. And I tell you, God has been blessing Tiffany and this young man in such a wonderful way. Tiffany is also currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department, and she does her job so well. Everybody loves her. Now, not only that, she is a transformation professional with Artists International Artists Life. She serves as the parent chair of the First Tee of South Angeles, a golfing organization. She is the member of Faithful Central, where the Bishop Kenneth Ulmer is the pastor. She is our songbird. We love her so much. Now, let me tell you, she loves to travel. She loves to encourage. She loves to support others. And I'm telling you, she does it with excellence because she's, anytime you want to know about what this product does for what, she's there to help. Of course, she's the basketball mom. She has trained Kalon to be a phenomenal young man. She believes that she should raise her son in a way that he should go. And when he becomes old, and as he's getting old, it's showing it. I'm telling you, he's getting older, and he is definitely a phenomenal young man. I'm getting out of the way because this woman of God has a spiritual calling on her life. She blesses the people with song, and I tell you, sometimes she gets over there to help a lady with the daycare, and the children just calms down while she's singing. Oh, praise God. Isn't that awesome? I tell you, I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our sister, Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Mississippi Queen, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for that profound and warm introduction. To you, Minister Kai, my sister over there in Georgia, I thank God for you, and definitely I am in pursuit of God and what God's will is for my life. So thank you so much for blessing us this morning with your presence. To Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you so much for your yes. Thank you so much for loving me unconditionally. Thank you so much for being the wind beneath my wings. To my TMC family, I thank each one of you for your words of encouragement, for your inspiration, and for you being here this morning on the Master's Call. I want to say thank you to God, because without God, I would not be here. It is He who has made it possible for me to come into another day. And it is He who is using me to allow this word to go forth this morning. So, Father, I just bless you for your presence here on the Master's Call. I thank you for this divine and appointed hour that you have allowed for us to get up and to see another day. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that this would not be in any way about Tiffany Parise Lauderdale, but that your glory will be seen in me, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated in the name of Jesus. And so I ask right now that I will increase as you, that I will decrease as you, God, increase in me. And these things I ask in the precious and the powerful and the profound name of Jesus, I pray right now in Jesus' name. I decree it and declare it, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning, each and every single one of you again. I have a message for you today. And so many things are happening in the world. There's so many mechanisms that are going forth that has our minds all over the place. There's so many things that are going on that are causing us to be distracted. We have entered a phenomenal year, 2017. We have began fasting and praying and getting stronger and stronger each day in our fasting and our praying and our obedience and our submission and surrender to God. But we are also allowing ourselves to be distracted by the methods and not focused on the messenger. So I say as you go through this day and the rest of the days through upcoming, to stay focused on Jesus. But not only stay focused on Jesus, but to allow your faith to be activated. So today, the message for this morning will be, activate your faith. Hebrews 11:1 in the NIV says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. I'm going to read it again. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Our theme here on the Master's Call is by faith in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Let me define a few words from that scripture for you. I'm going to define faith, confidence, and assurance. The definition of faith simply says, number one, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Number two, strong belief in God. or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehensions rather than proof. And synonyms would be trust, belief, confidence, and hopefulness. If we define the word confidence, it's the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Firm trust. Synonyms are trust, belief, and faith. And finally, assurance. A positive declaration intended to give confidence, a promise. Synonyms, word of honor, word, and promise. Activate your faith. What is it that you are believing God for? And with your physical eyes, you don't see it. Are you worried about it? Have you begun to doubt? Have you begun to be unsettled? Are you losing your hope? Are you becoming in a state of disbelief? Or are you just resting on the word of God and in your faith to know that it will come to pass? I ask you that today. By faith in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. And I ask you this question. I believe back in the beginning of the year, many people were doing vision boards and writing down goals and writing down New Year's resolutions or saying them out into the atmosphere. But have you actually written them down? Habakkuk 2 tells us to write the vision and make it plain. That wasn't something he said, you know what, maybe you should do it. You know, God is asking us to do something. But how many times do we think it in our head, but we don't put it on the paper? Maybe the activation will come by faith because we have written it down and we see it. So if we haven't done it, you still have time. God will manifest our goals and our dreams, but write down, what are your goals? Do you even know what your goals are? Do we know what our goals are? And if we don't, then let's take some time for us. Let's take some time for us to figure out what it is that we need to do in this day and also in 2017. For there is someone who is waiting for you to pass their way so that you can be a blessing to them. What are your dreams? What are your desires? What dreams have you allowed to be sabotaged and put on hold and hindered because we doubted what those dreams would be? That no, that dream will never be able to come true. We have spoke negative against our own dreams, our own desires, our own goals. But I tell you today to allow your faith to be activated. See yourself as succeeding. Believe that it is done and it is finished. The word says that you have it now. The word before faith said now. It didn't say later. It didn't say one day. It didn't say someday. It says now faith. That means it's in the present. Hallelujah, Jesus. That means that it's happening right now. Even though the manifestation may not be clear to you, it is happening right now. Romans 8 tells us that God is working all things out for our good, even when we don't believe and we don't see it happening. Praise God. He's working it out for our good. And because he created each and every single one of us wonderfully, uniquely, and fearfully, he knows what each of us need. He knows what we don't need. But he is working it all together on our behalf for his good, so that not just you will be seen. You will, it's not about you, but it's that his glory, God's glory, will be seen in you. And I am so excited that we have such a good, good Father that knows what's best for us. I am so excited that we have someone who has our back, and his name is Jesus. I am so overwhelmed that someone besides Tiffany knows the plans for my life. Because if it was left up to me, I would have destroyed my own self a long time ago. But praise God for Jesus, because he was right there with me all the time. Even in the dark places, he was there. Even in the places where I began to doubt, he was there. But what did I have to do? I had to step my game up and activate my faith. On this Christian journey, he didn't never tell us in the Bible that it was going to be easy. But he did tell us that he would never leave us or forsake us. And he said that he would be with us each and every single moment, no matter what. So activate your faith today. Have confidence. You got to believe it. You got to speak that thing into the atmosphere, decree it and declare it, and watch God work on your behalf. Find some scriptures to help you to activate what you want to see. Stand on those scriptures and begin to see your word as the reality in your life. Allow the word to renew your mind. Press reset on your forehead right now. Take your finger and push the button on your forehead and say, I am resetting my mind right now in the name of Jesus, and my faith is being activated. You got to change your mental attitude. Think positive. Don't allow negative stuff to come into your ear gates or to your eye gates. And don't be conformed by the world. Yes, we have a new president, Donald Trump. Respect his authority. The Bible tells us to respect the authority. Because the ultimate King of Kings and Lord of Lords is still in control. And he is still on the throne. So pray for Donald Trump. Don't allow negative. Don't post negative on your Facebook. Don't post negative on your social media. Don't even say negative. Allow God's will to be done in the life of Donald Trump. By faith. By faith. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for. And assurance about what we do not see. So again, trust God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12:2. So keep your mind in the word. Be transformed. Change, begin to act as if you already have it. The acting in faith will open the door and allow God to move in your life. So I tell you today to activate your faith. I see you in your future. And you look better. I see you walking in favor and prosperity too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
I love each and every single one of you. Make your day, make your Tuesday great, and make every step count. I love you. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Amen, amen, and let the church say amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message on activate your faith. Amen. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we so thank you that we have the opportunity to say, Abba, Father. We glorify you, Lord, for being the God that you are. Besides you, there is none other. We say, holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. So, Father, with that being said, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you pour back into Minister Tiffany the virtues of love, peace, joy, all that she needs. Just fill her cup, Lord, till it overflows. Lord, as she poured out to your people this morning to activate their faith, to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. We thank you, Father, for reminding us in you we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, Lord God, we are expecting great and mighty things to take place, not only in our lives, but the lives of others around us, our family lives and our children's lives, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing upon Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for your anointing on Mother Josie, oh God. We thank you, Father, for healing and restoring the hearts and comforting those, Lord, that are bereaved. Platinum President Juanita Kraft and those, Lord, that have lost loved ones, the Weatherspoon family, Lord God. We thank you for ministering in such a special way. We glorify you, Father, for healing those that are sick and shut in, such as our very own Minister Willa and Minister Robin, Lord God. We thank you for restoring like never before. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We know it's coming from you. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're standing on your word. We thank you for ministering to those that are preparing for extravaganza, Lord. We thank you for anointing and appointing and making the assignments and making the crooked places straight and making the rough places smooth. We thank you, Lord God, that you even preparing those that are attending, Lord God. You're making every way appropriate and preparing the way, Lord God, that all will be there, Lord God, and just not only to receive, but also to give as unto you, Lord, all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, that each and every one of the lives that are on this call this morning. We thank you, Father, for strengthening them and keeping them and placing them in a peace that passes all understanding. We glorify you, Father, for doing it not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this was a powerful, powerful message. Share it with somebody. Share it with somebody today. That playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is next. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. It's Artist Life Presidential Tuesday. And the host is Executive President Candida Mosley. And there will be guest speakers, manager Artemis Wicker, and a new distributor who's going to be sharing her liposuction testimony. So get on that call and get that information. We are so thankful. And I got the those that are having Metro, PCS, and T-Mobile, that bridge number is 720-477-5046. We're so grateful that you have joined us this morning. Get your tickets and get ready to go to our artist extravaganza. This is day 20 of our corporate fast. If you haven't been with us, we're going to another 20 days. So So you can join us with us. The directors are in our back office with the things that you can pray for. We so love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone with that In Total Pursuit of God Tuesday. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for such a profound message this morning. And, of course, singing a glorious song, As Unto the Lord. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. To God be the glory. Father, we just bless you and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the provision and the promises that you give us each and every single day. And we thank you that they have not expired. I decree and declare that our mustard seeds of faith are planted on a firm foundation and that they are activating into the earthly realm. I evict doubt, fear, anxiety, stress, and worry from each of us in the name of Jesus. And I pray and I decree and declare that this day will be a successful day because we have activated our faith. And in 2017, by faith, our godly dreams and goals will be seen. And your glory will be seen here on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you, God, for everything, and that you are working all things out for our good. These things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye for now. We'll see you on, we'll hear you guys on the line tomorrow.